It's Monday, February 4th, 2008.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to this special first episode of Season 5 and all new music from New York City Band's episode of The Sounds in My Head. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
On the 79, wasted days you've come to pass. So go, I know you would not stay. It wasn't true, but anyway, population get no cap.
Boy, howdy. That was some good music. That was Vampire Weekend from New York City and their song M79 from their debut self-titled, recently released album, Vampire Weekend. M79, I finish last season with a live version of that song because the album hadn't come out yet. And then Vampire Weekend just came out with a new album like a week ago. Man, that M79, such a good song. And the album, amazing. It's got to be one of the best, just in terms of like star count. It's like every single song is 5 stars. There's like 1 or 2 4-star tracks and otherwise an all 5-star record. Completely amazing. Totally great. And I think people have actually caught on because I was looking for links to all the stuff that I play on the show to put on the show. And I noticed that, you know, Amazon, they're like in the top 10 purchases, that album. So maybe it's not music anyone's missed at this point. But I'm a big fan, and I thought I'd put it on. I'm going to put on another song from it at the end of the episode. But up next, another band from, of course, New York City. This one's called Balthrop, Alabama, which is a great name for a band from New York. But the lead guy from the band, he's from actually from Balthrop, Alabama, so he called himself and his band, which is like a bunch of kids, Balthrop, Alabama, a whole bunch of band members. And this band, they sound a whole lot like Neutral Milk Hotel, which in turn sounds a whole lot like the Decemberists. So take your pick. They sound like either because they both sound like they're trying to be the same. Anyway, we're going to hear 2 songs from their debut album called Your Big Plans and Our Little Town. We're going to hear Love to Love You, followed by Another Hell to Live In. Both Balthrop, Alabama, both pretty quality. And if you like this, you can look for links to where you can buy it on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com, which I should mention is all new. Over the break there, I redid the whole website. So it's got like a new look and should be easier to find stuff that I play and sort of reformatted the way the episodes are shown, a lot less heavy. So I think it's a lot better. So you should check it out. Go to soundsofmyhead.com, look for links to where you can buy Balthrop, Alabama, Love to Love You, followed by Another Hell to Live In. Where else but on the Sounds of My Head?
Saw some people drop out. Rudy Giuliani.
I will miss the arguments he had with Mitt Romney.
It was like a Halloween costume debating a mannequin. The other guy who dropped out this week, I have the highest regards for, John Edwards. That is his platform that they are running on. He worked his ass off. He never got enough oxygen with those two show ponies in the race. It was like being on the red carpet when George Clooney shows up. So, listen, now that he's out, I swear to God, I hope it is Barack Obama. I do. Him running against either the mannequin or Grandpa Munster, I think, you know... Hillary Clinton is great. I think it's just time America heard the words, and now for something completely different.
And your parents drove you away some September day, and the leaves were floating around on their way down to the ground below your feet, and you stood there. And you stood there by yourself, inventing another hell to live in.
Guy, he's a pollster. He's a pollster. He is the preeminent pollster. He is the guru of politics. Our friend Frank Luntz is over here. Frank?
Actually, what has happened right now is that Hillary Clinton, I used to think that she was going to be the next president. I was pretty convinced of it. But what Barack Obama has done is he's engaged independents. They're looking for someone new, for someone who's focused on the future. I like what you said about Obama before. He's got people from all over the political spectrum. Conservatives, liberals. This guy really is the real deal. I feel like he's challenging Bobby Kennedy. I gotta tell you something. Hillary Clinton can be defeated by the Republicans. If Barack Obama gets the nomination, I don't know how to beat him.
Well, that's one reason why I think he should be the nominee. Exactly.
It's a new year. Thanks for pointing that out to us, Yaysayer. That was the band Yaysayer from New York City, as are all the bands on this show, since this is new music from New York City bands. And that was the song 2080, or 2080, I'm not exactly sure, from an album called All Our Symbols, by the band Yaysayer, which they're not that amazingly great, I don't think. I mean, they're interesting. They have a lot of potential, I think. I like maybe three songs off that album a whole lot, and then the rest of it's kind of like, I don't know, the second half of the album seems like to me is just almost all filler or something. I don't know. But anyway, it's worth checking out. Definitely go and sample the tracks if you like that song. And right now, Yaysayer is touring with another band from New York City called MGMT. We're going to hear two songs by them because I think they're a little bit better than Yaysayer. They're touring together right now, and I was trying to figure out who's headlining, and I couldn't. Like, every single, like, venues list them in different orders, and, like, every press release I read about, like, you know, they're out on a tour together. Like, it never explained who is headlining. I'm going to say MGMT is headlining because I think they're more famous, but I don't really know. So anyway, I think they're better, so I guess I hope they're headlining. Anyway, so we're gonna hear two songs. We're gonna hear Time to Pretend and The Youth, both from Oracular Spectacular, their debut album, and both available in various places. Look for links to everything I play on the all-new Sounds in My Head website at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Here's MGMT with Time to Pretend, followed by The Youth. Where else but on this all-new Music from New York City Bands episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Let's make some music, baby. When Christian, Jew, or Methodist, or good old Greco-pantheist say what a moral mess is this, they reference
the ethicist.
When wrong and right get in a twist and tempers flare at breakfast like scenes out of Macbeth's, the grizz for just
the ethicist.
The ethicist is philosophic kosherist. We freely say with emphasis, really he's a pacifist. Continuing my preface, this a vicious wizened journalist who's hailed by Hegelians and kissed by transcendentalists, though dissed by existentialists and cynics and parentheses. When peace is on the precipice and sex is big or feminist, or capital or communist, to classic human modernists, say what the ethic ethicists they reference.
The ethicists.
I'm Randy Cohen.
My fiancé brought 3 pairs of shoes to the valet service in our building to be sent out to get resold. The service lost the shoes, took responsibility, and reimbursed us for the original cost, $2,020. My fiancé immediately bought 3 new pairs of shoes to wear to job interviews. Later, the lost shoes were miraculously found, and the valet service asked us to refund their $2,020. Must we? A. Mehta, New York.
This is a call to arms to live and love and sleep together.
Fund all of this money. Indeed, you can't. It's gone. Your fiancé spent it on replacement footwear. No store will let her return used shoes. You must allow the valet service to keep the also used rediscovered shoes. The service paid for them. What they will do with them, I can't imagine. Have them bronzed and turned into pencil holders. Liability laws vary, but as an ethical matter, you should repay part of the money. Not because the prodigal shoes have come home, but because the valet service never should have given you the full cost of new shoes. They did not lose new shoes, they lost old shoes. Your fiancé enjoyed the use of those shoes for quite some time, long enough for them to require new soles. Had the valet service lost your 10-year-old car, they'd not have to cough up the price of a new one. It is for you and the service and its insurer to work out the depreciated value of the shoes they lost. But the real question, your unemployed fiancé spent thousands on shoes? Unless the job she's seeking is foot model, she should rethink her priorities.
Right there was My Bloody Valentine. That was the Jesus and Mary. That was the Magnetic Fields. New York City's own Magnetic Fields with their brand new album, Distortion, just came out recently, and the whole album was designed to sound a lot like the Jesus and Mary Chain, which they succeeded in. That song is called California Girls, and boy, do I love California Girls, or according to the song, hate them, but I'm going to go with love them because I love that song. And super great song. Couple of really great songs on the record. Otherwise, not the best Magnetic Fields record to date, I don't think. But, you know, like any Magnetic Fields record where it's sort of theme-based, what are you gonna do? I liked I better. Anyway, Magnetic Fields, California Girls. And I'm really excited to see them live on the 23rd of this month. They're playing New York City. Pretty excited. Got tickets. It's gonna be great. All right, finishing up this all new music from New York City Bands episode of The Sounds of My Head, that other song by Vampire Weekend I was talking about playing. That's right, we're going to hear one, Blake's Got a New Face, from Vampire Weekend's debut record, which if you don't already own it, you really just have no excuses. It's so good. And it's only like, I think it's like $8 or something. It's $7. I mean, it's so cheap. It's like you can so just buy this right now online, download it. It's totally awesome. And it's worth your time to listen to. So check it out. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Vampire Weekend with one, Blake's Got a New Face.
All right. Thank you very much.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was No Matter What Shape Your Stomach Is In, New York Is Good, and New Gouda, all by BS2000, a side project of one of the Beastie Boys. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen, and leave comments on iTunes. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks on February 18th with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.